I think what I'll do is begin trying to the freshness and pleasure of this wee book that Charles and Chuck's press has just literally physically put together. I'd like to read it and then see what time's left. I've got a clock, actually. I set the alarm. No, this is not quite that dramatic, insisting. But at my age, I know that I could be here all night if I'm not careful. So this is then yesterday's, which it eases me to say a little something, not so much about I wrote this deathless poem, etc. But this poem was curiously provoked by invitation to choose a particular work of art at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and to write something, a poem in response to it. So that was fairly daunting. I recognize they send you a book with all pretty ranging sense that they're holding. And there was a self-portrait of Alex Katz's that really got to me. He's wearing a kind of high-crowned felt hat. He has this almost enigmatic look. He doesn't look hostile, but he certainly doesn't look as though he's wanting to get quickly engaged with conversation. And I noted that the painting was dated. His painting of this image was 1962 to 1963. So I thought that I would do some sort of self-portrait in turn, which is called Yesterday's. 62, 63, I most remember as time W.C. Williams dies and we are back from a hard 2 years in Guatemala, where the meager provision of being schoolmaster for the kids of the patrons of two coffee plantations has managed neither a life nor money. Leslie dies in horror of bank giving way as she and her sister and their friends tunnel in to make a cubby. We live in an old cement brick farmhouse already inside the city limits of Albuquerque. Well, that has all really happened. And we go to Vancouver, where, thanks to friends Warren and Ellen Tolman, I get a job teaching at the University of British Columbia. It's all a curious dream, a rush to get out of the country before the sad invasion of the Bay of Pigs, that bleak use of power. One of my British colleagues has converted the assets of himself and his wife to gold bullion and keeps the ingots in a sturdy suitcase pushed under their bed. I love the young, at least I think I do, in their freshness, their attempt to find ways into Canada from the western reaches. Otherwise, the local country seems like a faded Edwardian sitcom. A stunned, stoned woman runs one Saturday night up and down the floors of the hydroelectric building on Pender with the RCMP in hot pursuit, where otherwise we stood in long, patient lines, extending often several blocks up the street. We were waiting to get our hands stamped and to be given a 12-pack of Molson's. I think, I dream, I write the final few chapters of the island, the despair's gathering at the end. I read Richard Brautigan's Trout Fishing in America, but I'm too uptight to enjoy his quiet, bright wit. Then that summer there is the Great Vancouver Poetry Festival. Alan comes back from India, Olson from Gloucester, beloved Robert Duncan from Stinson Beach, Denise reads Hypocrite Women for the Burnaby Ladies, and Gary Snyder, Philip Whalen, and Margaret Avison are there, too, along with a veritable host of the young. Then it's autumn again. I've quit my job, and we head back to Albuquerque. And I teach again at the university, and sometime, just about then, I must have seen myself as others see or saw me, even like in a mirror, but could not quite accept either their reassuring friendship or their equally locating anger. Selfish, empty, I kept at it. 38 years later, I seem to myself still much the same, even if I am happier, I think, and older. When I think of where I've come from, or even try to measure as any kind of distance, those places, all the various people, and all the ways in which I remember them, so that even the skin I touched or was myself fact of, inside, could see through like a hole in the wall, or listen to, it must have been, to what was going on in there, even if I was still too dumb to know anything. When I think of the miles and miles of roads, of meals, of telephone wires even, or even of water poured out in endless streams down streaks of black sky, or the dirt roads washed clean, or myriad salty tears, and suddenly it's spring again, or it was. Even when I think again of all those I treated so poorly, names, places, they're waiting uselessly for me in the rain, and I never came, was never really there at all, was moving so confusedly, so fast, so driven, like a car along some lonely highway passing other cars. When I try to think of things, of what's happened, of what a life is and was, my life, when I wonder what it meant, the sad days passing, the continuing, echoing deaths, all the painful, belligerent news, and the dog still waiting to be fed, the closeness of you sleeping, voices, presences of children, of our own grown children, the shining, bright sun, the smell of the air just now, each physical moment, passing. It's what it always is or ever was, just then, just there.